Yo, what's up, my people? Miley Hart here, your daily dose of reality, served piping hot with a side of self-care. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing happiness, but it always seems one notification away? Like you're trapped in an endless scroll of FOMO and comparison games? Yeah, me too, fam. That's why we're diving deep into rewiring your brain for actual happiness, not that fleeting dopamine rush from a TikTok like. We're talking real talk. No BS strategies to level up your mental game and feel good, even when the world feels kinda whack. First off, ditch the I need to be happy all the time myth. Happiness ain't some constant state of bliss, it's more like a roller coaster with epic highs and inevitable dips. The key is learning to manage those dips, babe. Think of your brain like a muscle, it needs training to handle stress, anxiety, and all that good stuff life throws at you. Number 1. Mindfulness, my dudes. I know, sounds like something your yoga instructor would preach. But hear me out. It's not about meditating for an hour every day unless you're into that. No judgment. It's more about being present in the moment. Like, actually savoring that first sip of your morning coffee or taking a minute to appreciate the sunshine on your face. You know that feeling when you're lost in a good book and time just disappears? That's mindfulness magic. Number 2. Gratitude, fam. Seriously, counting your blessings is not just for grandma. It's about shifting your focus from what's lacking to what you already have. Start a gratitude journal, write down 3 things you're thankful for each day, even something as simple as a good laugh or a comfy bed. Trust me, it changes the game. Third, move that body. Exercise ain't just about looking good in those athleisure fits, although, bonus points if it does. It releases endorphins, which are basically your brain's natural mood boosters. Find something you actually enjoy: dancing, hiking, skateboarding, even a good old-fashioned walk around the block. Just get that blood flowing. Number 4. Fuel your mind and body right. Junk food might be tempting, we've all been there, but it doesn't do your brain any favors. Think of your body as a temple, treat it with respect. Load up on fruits, veggies, whole grains, and protein. Hydrate like your life depends on it, because literally it does. And finally, number 5. Disconnect or reconnect. This one is tough for us Gen Zers who are basically glued to our screens. But taking breaks from social media, news feeds, and all that digital noise can do wonders for your mental health. Spend time in nature, talk to real people, read a book, anything that helps you unplug and recharge. Okay, real talk scenario time. You're scrolling through Instagram, comparing yourself to everyone else's seemingly perfect lives, feeling super inadequate. Your anxiety starts to spike, and the whole I'm not good enough voice kicks in. Sound familiar? What do you do? Instead of spiraling, take a deep breath. Remember that what you see online is often curated and unrealistic. Practice some gratitude for your own wins, big or small, and remind yourself that you're freaking amazing just the way you are. So, my Gen Z fam, remember this. Rewiring your brain for happiness is an ongoing journey, not a destination. It takes conscious effort, but the payoff is worth it. Ditch the comparison game, focus on what you can control, and celebrate those small victories. You've got this. Now go out there and make some good vibes happen. Don't forget to DM me your thoughts, tag the episode in your TikToks, or even stitch it with your own self-care hacks. Spread the love, fam. And hey, if you love this episode, don't be a stranger, hit that follow button, rate us 5 stars, and share the podcast with all your besties. We're here to keep it real, keep it raw, and keep those good vibes flowing. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.